the family of an Irish woman killed in India almost 8 years ago say justice has finally been achieved after a man was found guilty of her rape and murder. Danielle McLaughlin, who was from Buncrana in County Donegal, had only been in India for 2 weeks. Vivek Bhagat was found guilty at a court in Goa. Outside, on a noisy street, Danielle's sister Jolene McLaughlin Brannigan gave the family's reaction.
Family and friends are so thankful to both embassies, public prosecutors, lawyers, investigating officers involved in her fight for justice. They have treated her like their daughter and have tirelessly fought for her. We are so thankful that their hard work has paid off and that Bhagat has been found guilty of taking Danielle from us. We have lost nearly 8 years of our lives fighting for Danielle, and we are so thankful that we can now start grieving her immeasurable loss. She made the most of her 28 years and lived every day to the fullest. She was so kind and always so happy. She didn't deserve what he put her through. We are so grateful to have been able to be here for the verdict and to see Goa that Danielle loved so much. Thank you.
Our Northwest correspondent Shane O'Carine has been following this case. Shane, can we go back to 2017? What happened?
Rachel, and on the early 2017, Danielle McLaughlin, who was from Buncrana, she had been in India for 2 weeks when she was raped and murdered. She turned 28 the February before her death. She was home in Buncrana for the celebrations. There she spoke of her plans to travel to India the following month for the Hindu Festival of Colours. This was not her first trip to India. Miss McLaughlin had previously spent time in India as a volunteer in an orphanage, and she'd planned to learn to teach yoga while travelling there. Now, on the 14th of March 2017, her body was found by a farmer in a remote location near Tanakona. That's a part of Goa popular with tourists. Her body is found early in the morning, about 7 or 8 a.m. Local man Vikat Bhagat, who Danielle McLaughlin knew, was arrested within hours of her body being discovered. Now, over the past 8 years, the wheels of the Indian justice system have turned slowly. The case was brought to court in more than 250 occasions with several lengthy delays. Sometimes hearings only lasted half an hour, and on more than one occasion it was adjourned due to the unavailability of the suspect. But today, after 8 years, Vikat Bhagat, aged 31, was found guilty of the rape and murder of Danielle McLaughlin, and he will be sentenced on Monday morning.
As you say, Shane, this case has been working its way through the courts for a very long time. So what happened today?
So today, the judge delivered her verdict that, yes, Vikat Bhagat has been found guilty of the rape and murder of Danielle McLaughlin. He will be sentenced on Monday morning. As you heard Jolene talking there, their family have welcomed the verdict. They said justice has finally been achieved. They've thanked the public prosecution, the investigators, their lawyer in Goa, Vikram Varma, and their lawyer in Derry, Desmond Doherty. They said without this joint legal representation, they would have been lost in the process. They said this was an 8-year murder trial that has been very tiring. They're glad it's over. They said that the quest for truth and justice is no easy matter, as they discovered. And they said in memory of Danielle, they stayed patient and respectful of the Indian legal system with the aid of the British and Irish consular staff. They also said that they are glad to have visited the area where Danielle spent her last days on this earth, painful and difficult as that was. And finally, they said they now hope that not only Danielle can rest in peace, but they as a family can have some peace and comfort, knowing that the person who brutally raped and murdered Danielle has been convicted.
Mm-hmm. And we should say, Shane, that they have campaigned tirelessly over the years. On many occasions, they've spoken about Danielle to try and keep her memory alive and to keep the case in people's attention.
Oh, definitely. I met Danielle's mum, Andrea, last month, and she's a woman of immense strength. I don't know how she has the strength she has. She's an unbelievable woman. And even earlier this afternoon, Tánaiste Minister for Foreign Affairs, Simon Harris, he paid tribute to the McLaughlin family, and he praised Andrea McLaughlin's determination and resilience in the face of unimaginable tragedy. And he says he hopes that this verdict represents some closure for the McLaughlin family.
Shane, thank you very much. That was our Northwest correspondent, Shane O'Carine.